We are in the book of Proverbs, the first chapter, and then for the last verse we're going to do, we're going to skip to, drop down to chapter 6. And this says, my son, if you look in the King James, but I'm going to use my child, and it also talks about fathers, but I'm going to focus on mothers this morning. So I've edited that verse to for that focus this morning. My child, hear, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. And then in Proverbs 6, verse 20 is the same thing as verse 8, and then verse 21 is different. Bind them continually upon thy heart, and tie them about thy neck. Let us go to the Lord. In a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful for today and thankful for the blessings you have given us. And Lord, you've just been so good to us as a church. We just especially thank you for the ladies of our church, each and every one, the ones who are mothers and those who are mentors and that just so love you and want to serve you just so make our church just such a lovely and loving place for each one of us to be. Lord, just ask that you'll bless them on this day and be with us as we take a look at your word, Lord, so we may have an appreciation for our mothers and for our ladies and fully understand the sacrifice that they make, Lord, in order to be obedient to you and to serve you and to take care of those that you have given under their charge. Lord, just ask you watch and care over us. Forgive me of the sins I've committed against thee. Ask all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Title of my message is Celebrating Mothers, and we're going to do an acrostic, which is you take the first letter and then that becomes my point. And so we're going to do that this morning. And our text verse, my child, hear and forsake not the law of thy mother, a pretty powerful verse, especially those mothers of that are servants of the Lord that train a child up in the way that they should go in their relationship with God. And the points we're going to talk about this morning, molded in her womb, overflowing with love and compassion, taught by her wisdom, honoring her presence, encouraged by her words of faith, and respected by her actions. So one of the things in coming together, pulling my message together this week, is that the Bible has a lot to say about women and about mothers, and I took some of those verses and put together, and that's what we're going to consider this morning. So the very first one is, molded in her womb. And the verse that I used for that is, for thou hast possessed my reins, and thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. What an incredible thing. We can go all the way back to Adam and Eve and how that God made us and made man and made woman. And it wasn't until after Eve is created that, you know, God says, let us make male and female in our likeness. It takes both male and female to fully reflect the image of God. And Eve is named Eve because she is the mother of all things, right? And so it is that special place for women and especially mothers. And it talks here about, you know, the womb. And I'm so thankful for my wife and the gift that she's given me, and that we have two wonderful children, and they have given us wonderful grandkids. Just so thankful for that. And it's that, you know, it is how God made us, right? Male, female, that's how he had made us. The one of the points that I want to make here is that even in mother's womb, God has possessed my reins. David goes on and he says, I am wonderfully made, right? And We're all different. We have two children, and they couldn't be more different. I have two brothers and a sister, and, you know, we are all very different. It's interesting. People will say, you know, you act like your parents. Sometimes they'll say we act like our siblings, but we're very, very different. God has made us all unique, all wonderfully, and what a wonderful blessing. And so thankful for mothers who have passed on and given us life, and thankful that God has created us in His image. And a couple other verses I want to touch on. Paul talking about this, this God working with us, and we're special to the Lord even before we're saved. Just the fact that we are human beings, and Paul says, when it pleased the Lord who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by His grace. And it's interesting, Paul wasn't always obedient to God. Matter of fact, the one thing he hated most about his past was that he persecuted the Lord's church. And yet he understood how God, even in his mother's womb, the hand of the Lord was upon him. And I'm so thankful that God wants all of us. God's hand is on all of us. He wants all of us, whosoever shall come to the full knowledge of God, to come to know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. And we can't have that life, and we can't have that opportunity if it's not for the fact that our mothers bore us and gave us life to start with, gave us physical life. But the Lord can give us spiritual life, right? Eternal life. But we should be thankful for the life that our mothers have given us. The Apostle Paul, in Romans, the 16th chapter, he identifies quite a few different people there that are at Rome that have been influential to him. And he says, you know, tell them hello, salute them. That's what he's saying. Salute Rufus, chosen the Lord. And the Rufus is the same guy that, tell the story. And so when Jesus was bearing his cross, right, and they grabbed, who is it?
Simon.
Is it Simon? I was going to say Simon, but I wasn't sure that I had it right. So, okay, and they grabbed Simon, which it lists his children, and one of them is Rufus. And so this is the Rufus. So his father is the one who helped bear Christ's cross. But I say that to say this, and his mother, who would have been what? The wife of Simon, and she was probably there. And he says, I want you to say hi to Rufus. You know, this is a special person that Paul is identifying. But he also says, you tell his mother hello, right? But look at what he says. His mother and mine. Now Paul and Rufus are not brothers. They're not related. Yet he basically is calling Rufus's mother my mother, right? She has been a spiritual mother, somebody who has encouraged him, mentored him, and he sees her as a motherly figure. And we're so blessed in our church that we have so many ladies who take on this role, who may not be mothers themselves, but are a blessing to others in that they mentor and encourage others in a motherly way. And so we're so thankful for that. The second thing I want to talk about in dealing with mothers and dealing with an acrostic, taking each letter, is overflowing with love and compassion. Isaiah 49:15, and I understand the purpose of this verse, so I'm going to use it a little different. Can a woman forget her suckling child that she should not have compassion on the child of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget. So the point of the verse is showing that God will not forget us. And he says, can a mom who has cared for this little child Little children can't take care of themselves. Elisha was sitting next to Cheyenne this morning, and he was in the chair, and he was setting up. Now, how old is he now?
11 months.
11 months, okay. And I'm like, as I walk by, and I'm like, oh my, he's going to go faceplant, right? And as I walk by, she had her hand all over him, man. She had that under control. He wasn't going anywhere. Now, if he was left by himself, could he have fallen? Absolutely. But a mom's not going to do that. And she has compassion and care and comfort overflowing with this love. This is an instinctive thing that God plants in the hearts of moms. And I think women in general have this caring and compassion. Now, can men be caring and compassionate? Sure. Is it the same thing as the comfort of a mom? Not quite. Early on in our marriage, our kids were, 2 and 4, something like that. We thought it would be a good idea for Joyce to work for, and I was going to watch the kids. Yeah, it was that bad. It was that bad. Am I a caring person? You're like, not really, brother, but I can be. I mean, I can have passion. It's not my strength. I am not Mr. Mom. Now, can men do that? Absolutely. But it comes natural to moms, right? And we decided our kids needed that everyday loving care of a mom, and so she stayed home and I went to work, and it worked out so much better for us as a family. And this idea of this compassion, you know, it is a natural thing. Do we live in a sick world, and have we heard of mothers, and have we heard of things where they do harm to their kids? Yes, but it is a natural thing, this overflowing love and compassion. And God uses that example of this natural love and compassion as his example that I will not forget. In Isaiah 66, God uses this example of mothers, even in nature, and he says, as one whom his mother comforteth, right? Nothing like the comfort of a mom. So will I, God, I will comfort you. Not the comfort of a dad, right? My brother had 6 boys, and so his thing is, if it's not broken, it's not bleeding, right? I don't want to hear about it. Now, mom, you know, she was comfort, right? So dads have a little bit different, job, right, that we do. It's not always the comfort. The comfort of a mom. And I like verse 14. And when ye shall see this, your heart shall rejoice. Now, I know he's talking about God's comfort and Jerusalem, but he's talking about God's comfort and taking care of Jerusalem as a mother would take care of you. And we could even say, so when you see this, when you see a mom's comfort, right, that's the point, your heart shall rejoice. Nothing like encouraging your heart like the comfort of a mom. And it goes on and talks more about what that looks like in Deuteronomy. And as an eagle stirreth up her nest, right? So we're talking about her, the mom, and she takes care of the young. She fluttereth over her young. She spreadeth abroad her wings. She taketh them. She beareth them on her wings, teaches them how to fly, teaches them how to do everyday things, as Cheyenne was teaching Elisha to sit in a chair, right? Yet she was talking to others, but she was very attentive still to him, and teaching him how to do that, but yet giving him independence even at 11 months. Jesus praying over Jerusalem, and he says, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which killeth the prophets, stonest thou them that are sent to thee? How often would I have gathered thy children together? And look at the example that he gives. As a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, and ye would not. Again, God uses a mom to to explain his love, his comfort, and we can understand that. Now, I understand that we live in a sinful world, and not all moms are perfect, and not all moms have, you know, can a mom forget? We already looked at that verse, but most moms have it, this nature, and God says, I'm like this loving mother that's going to take care of her children and going to take care of, I like what it says here, her brood, right? If you ever seen a mom take care of her her group and kind of herd them together, and that's the example. It's interesting that this idea, it says, and the hen, she, the mom, right, doth gather her brood under her wings. This idea of under the shadow of the wings, this is used in Psalms, what is it, 1, 2, 3, 4, four times, and once in Ruth. So five times in the Old Testament, this idea of the protection. You ever seen a mom grab a child by their wing? I know it's not a wing, it's an arm, right? But just the protection. And Cheyenne, I know she didn't mean to be my example this morning, but she had that wing. She had that arm all over Elisha this morning. So it's kind of interesting how God uses this love, this compassion that moms have as his example, how he loves us and has compassion on us. The third thing I want to talk about is we also look at that. So the M for molded, the O for the overflowing with love, the T is for taught, and taught by her wisdom. Proverbs 14:1, every wise woman buildeth her house. Every wise, now, doesn't say everyone's wise, right? But if you're wise, you're going to build, you're going to do the right things for your home, for your family, and you're going to take care of them. In Proverbs, this is our text. It says, my child, hear and forsake not the law of thy mother. Moms teach us in so many ways, teach us to do so many incredible things for life, but hopefully they also teach us about God and teach us about the Lord. And they shall be an ornament of grace upon thy neck. And it says, go on, it goes on to say in chapter 6, verse 21 about this same subject, bind them continually upon thy heart and tie them as a chain or as a necklace, as an ornament, so that people can see where you got this instruction. They teach by their wisdom. And it says, Proverbs 14:1, the verse I used to make the point here, every wise woman buildeth her house. And I just think that the verse, this verse ties that in, unless the Lord builds the house, right? So the woman building her home upon godly principles, those who build it, labor in vain. And then the fourth one is honoring, in dealing with honoring mothers, honoring her presence. Jesus says, for God has commanded. So the Old Testament, I didn't do the Old Testament verse, but we can go to the Old Testament and see this command where it says, honor thy father and the mother. And then the negative of that is what, right? He that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. And so Jesus restated how important it is to honor our parents, how important it is to honor our mother. And it said there in teaching, honor and do, listen, keep the laws, right? One way that we honor our parents is being obedient to them when we're subject to them. And so it's really important that we honor our mothers. And I hope today we do that, that you do that in honoring your mother. And those that have been motherly influences, a motherly influence in your life. Ephesians repeats this, honor thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, and that's what Jesus was making reference to there also. Proverbs 23, Couple of verses here in Proverbs. Despise not thy mother when she is old. We're to honor them throughout their whole life, throughout our whole life. And it goes on in verse chapter 30, verse 11. There is a generation that doth not bless their mothers. When I read that verse, I was trying to use positive verses this morning, but what a statement about a generation, right? And I'm afraid we're living in a generation that's not very good. Our society is not very good. Yeah, we have Mother's Day, but I'm not sure we're very good overall appreciating what mothers do and what women do in mothering others. Despise not thy mother. Even when she's young, right? We shouldn't despise them at any time. But sometimes when they're old, I think that is the point of the verse. And then chapter 30, verse 17, the eye that despiseth to obey his mother, that is not a good thing. We should honor our parents, especially honor our mothers. And then the fifth thing I want us to consider is encouraged by her words of faith. Samuel, 1 Samuel 1:21, Hannah, she wanted a child. She wasn't a mother. She stood so desperately wanted to be. She prayed to the Lord, and God had granted her petition. And she says there, "For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition which I asked of him." You think Samuel knew how important he was to her? And most children are so important to their parents, to their mothers. And she says, "For this child I prayed the Lord, and he hath given me the petition which I have asked him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord." One of the most important things that mom can do, yes, you can teach us lessons of life, and yes, we need those lessons, but one of the most important things you can do is teach us about the Lord. One of the most important lessons, or one of the most important jobs, I think, of as a parent, as a mother, and as a father, kids rely, our children rely on us. When they're little, if they were left without moms and dads, would they make it? No, they would die. They are just blobs laying there. Okay. I'm not a fan of babies. Little guys, when they're two, then we'll have some fun. Moms, though, right? They love them, and they teach them and life lessons so that they can survive. Go brush your teeth. I don't know what moms teach. Lots of things, right? But here's the thing. Moms, dads, but moms teach how to live, and we rely on them. And then as we get older, we think we get independent. And what parents are to teach, moms are to teach, is as they no longer are as dependent upon you, plugged into you, we are to plug them unto the Lord. They need the Lord. They may not need us for everyday life, but they need the Lord for everyday life. Does that make sense? We're kind of like when we don't have the Lord in our life, we're kind of like that baby just laying there. We don't know what to do. Does that make sense? The job of a mother, job of a parent, is to plug us in. Yes, to teach us, but when we're no longer dependent upon them, teach us how to be dependent upon the Lord. Therefore, as I have lent him, I've given him, is what she's saying to the Lord, as long as he liveth, he shall be the Lord's. Oh, that would be what our kids are. And he worshiped the Lord. Her son worshiped the Lord. What an incredible testimony. Paul says of Timothy, "When I recall to remember the unfeigned faith, the incredible faith that is in thee, because it first was in your grandmother, then it was in your mother, grandmother Lois, mother Eunice, I am persuaded it is in thee. What an incredible testimony to pass on this lineage, this plugging children into the Lord after they're no longer plugged into you. Yes, you still have a relationship with them, but they're not dependent upon you for everyday life, but they need to be dependent upon the Lord for everyday life. And we see three generations here, the grandmother, the mother, and now Timothy. And what a powerful testimony Timothy has as Paul wrote to him what to do and how to be a great young pastor. And then the last thing that I want us to touch on this morning in dealing with mothers is respected by her actions. We find in Proverbs, it talks about a virtuous woman, and it says there of this woman, strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. Respected, and we see how this woman, this virtuous woman, is so respected because how she takes care of herself, how she takes care of her kids, how she takes care of her family, how she takes care of her business, how she takes care of her home. It's an incredible set of verses starting in verse 10. Encourage you to read the whole thing this morning and honoring mothers and honoring women. It says, who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies? And then it goes on to describe this woman and how that she is respected by others. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in her time. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children shall rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, he praiseth her. Oh, how respected this woman is because of her godly advice, her godly life, and leading and helping others. And there's other things we could point out also about her life, just suffice that she is well respected because of how she conducts herself and takes care of not only herself but also others. A woman that feareth the Lord shall be praised. What an incredible thing God has done for us in placing women and mothers in our life. They've molded us. They overflow. We overflow with their love. They've taught us honoring, and so we should honor them. They encourage us, and we are to respect them. If the pianist and song leader will come forward, and I like the way it ends there in Proverbs. It says a virtuous woman, a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. But you know what? We can say that about anybody, right? A man that feareth the Lord shall be praised, right? A child, an adult, an old person, a young person. We should all have the fear of the Lord, and that is something for us to encourage one another, that we fear the Lord and we are obedient to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What page you have for us?